Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, Core Memory Concerts, representative from Core Memory Concerts, and his name is Craig H. Maynard. And Craig, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Nice to have you with us. We're going to find out a little bit about Craig and a little bit about Core Memory Concerts, but I thought it might be interesting to start off by just taking a line off of their website, because I think it states it pretty well. One of the lines on your website says, Core Memory is a performing arts project based in Southern Rhode Island where you organize and host informal concerts in a modern home with spacious living room, comfortable seating, and a Steinway grand piano. Accomplished young musicians from around the world come in and present great music in a relaxed, informal setting. What a nice sentiment. Whose idea was that?
Well, it was my idea, although I'm not the first person to do this, obviously. But it's a little bit different concept. I think what we're doing is we're hiring a single musician or a single ensemble, sometimes a duo, like a violin and piano, and they do an entire recital or concert, start to finish. And we pay them well, and they're typically people that are finishing up their training, their graduate training in music performance, but they don't have a lot of experience performing. So we give them a chance.
Starting out, it's a good way to start.
Yeah, we give them a chance to, and we call them emerging artists, and I think that's a that's a common term.
Sure.
And it basically means somebody who's hasn't been discovered yet by the world, but they're ready to launch their careers.
Okay, well, this unusual program, to me anyway, if you'd like to follow along or check out the website, it's easy to find. It's core, C-O-R-E, memory.io, and you're located in Wakefield on North Road. And let's find out a little bit about yourself. Craig started out liking music at the age of...
Well, I started playing the flute when I was in sixth or seventh grade, so that would have been around age 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I was reasonably serious about it for the next 25 years or so. Practiced on and off, and had studied with several private teachers. Started doing some orchestra playing, some solo work, and chamber music. Mostly classical, and then I got very serious about it when I was in my 30s, and I began to practice 3-4 hours a day, and achieved, you know, a reasonably sort of professional level of mastery of the instrument. When I was around 40, I had a regular day job as a software developer.
Okay.
At various companies in and around Philadelphia, which is where I went to college. When I was around 40, I landed a job with a fruit company out in California. You may have heard of them, Apple Computer. And I went out there and spent about 20 years working for Apple. During that time, I decided to stop playing flute, I would go to concerts, but I wasn't really an active musician anymore. When I decided to retire and was looking for an affordable place to improve my quality of life, I found that I couldn't afford to buy a decent house in the area I was living at the time. And so I began looking around for a less expensive locale, and I chose Rhode Island.
Well, there you go. Welcome so, to Rhode Island.
Yeah, so I bought some land, spent 2 or 3 years designing and building a modern home. Actually, it's in the village of Peacedale. I've been living there for about a year and a half, and we have been doing concerts there on a monthly basis from September through June. This is our second year, so we've done about 18 concerts so far.
Wow.
And people love them.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great idea. It's wonderful to be able to bring that to the area. Now, I know you have a concert coming up in very short order on May 2nd, and the concert...
That would be March 2nd,
I think. What I said. I said March 2nd. You might have heard May because it's an echo in the room. No,
yeah,
March 2nd.
That
I'm
was
sorry.
It. That was it.
And 7:30 is the start of the actual music, but you suggest arriving at 7 o'clock. We'll get more details about that, but I'd just like to get everybody in the mood by playing a piece of music that has some reference to the concert. Tell us what this first piece is about.
Yes, this is from a work called The Diabelli Variations by Beethoven. It's a solo piano work, a theme and 33 variations on the theme, composed late in Beethoven's life, and it was performed on Saturday, January 12th, by a pianist named Hilda Huang, who was born and raised in California and now studies piano in the Graduate School of Music at Yale University. What you're going to hear is the 24th variation out of 33.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
beautiful music provided by Core Memory Concerts. Craig, the pianist that you described, that must have been wonderful to have that right in your own home. A lot of work, though, right? You do just about everything. Ticket taker, advertiser.
Yeah, I wear many hats, including lighting manager.
Lighting manager.
House manager.
Yeah.
Host. I introduce the musicians.
Aficionado.
I clean the house before the concert. I hire the piano tuner. So it's not a full-time job, but it takes quite a bit of time to get ready.
I'm sure it does.
Oh, and I host many of the musicians stay over at my house in a guest bedroom, which is very useful for them because they're often coming from several hours away.
Yeah, and they don't have to worry about, you know, transportation and that kind of thing to try to get to the venue. Let's get, I know you have another piece of music that you want to play that when we talk about this March 2nd concert, and it's pretty lengthy, so we want to get in as much as possible. Tell us about this piece.
This is by Franz Schubert. It's the Fantasy in F minor. It's a work composed for piano four hands, and this concert consists of four different works for that combination. And this is the first. It's a beautiful work. It lasts about 15 minutes, and I think it's considered one of Schubert's finest piano compositions.
All right. I don't know that we'll get the whole thing in, but we'll listen to as much as possible, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Core Memory Concerts is the subject of tonight's program. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Craig Maynard, who is the proprietor, the owner, the, as we described earlier, the does-everything man, producer.
Chief cook and bottle washer.
Chief cook and bottle washer. And and he's the guy that's put this all together and bringing in some amazing artists to Peacedale, Rhode Island. And if you'd like to get information about the concerts, go to the website, which is coremory.io. Now, some of our listeners might not be familiar with the term I.O. Versus .com or .org or .net or .edu. I personally had never heard of that, but I'm guessing it has something to do with the fact that you know about computers.
Well, there is a connection. Okay. I.O. is a common term in computing for input-output, but which may be
where it came from.
That came from. But it was I actually tried to, when I was trying to establish a domain for my website, coremory.org had already been taken.
Okay.
So this was the next best choice.
And the name itself, Core Memory, refers to computer work, right?
It does. Core memory is actually a term for a type of computer memory that was common back in the 60s and early 70s. It's long gone now, but...
it's a good name. I like it. And you've been bringing in a lot of artists, about 18 so far, and plans to keep going forward. Speaking of artists, let's talk a little bit about the ones that were there, or are going to be there, I'm sorry, on March 2nd.
Yes, the artists are Robin Giesbrick and Ariana Korting. They're both Juilliard graduates, currently living in the New York area. And they perform very often together, either with a single piano four hands, which is what they'll be doing on March 2nd at my home. But they also do duo concerts, which means two pianos.
Right.
And there's quite a literature of music for that combination as well.
Absolutely. All right. All right. Well, that's the March 2nd concert. And the venue is not as large as the Providence Performing Arts Center. It's a little smaller than that. So if you'd like to attend one of these concerts, make sure you get reservations. Very needed, right?
Yes, particularly when we have a popular performer coming. We'll probably have a waiting list. So if you get your suggested donation in advance, either online or by mail, that will reserve a seat for you at the concert.
And I have a feeling if I was to suggest a donation of $100,000, I would be pretty assured to get a seat.
You would have a lifetime seat dedicated to you.
But there is no specific admission charge. But so go on the website, check it out, and you'll find out all you need to know. Let's talk a little bit and get to another piece of music for the concert after that, which is going to be April 20th.
That's right. This is a special concert because of the performer. The performer is a pianist named Tiffany Poon. She is also a graduate student at Yale, but she has launched her career. Really, she's really been going strong for 3 or 4 years. She's got at least one album out of solo piano music. She's performed with, she won a competition in Moscow and performed with a very fine orchestra there. She also has a big YouTube presence. She records videos about her daily life, her practice, her, the kind of music she's working on, and just general topics of interest to her followers. All right. So she's got thousands of followers in social media world. And we expect a large demand for seats at this concert on April 20th.
Okay, and what are we going to be listening to?
Well, she's performed Chopin publicly for a long time. This is a work by Chopin from her album, which is called Natural Beauty. And this particular work is called Barcarolle. Thank you.
Core Memory Concerts is the subject of tonight's performance, and you can go to their website, which is corememory.io, if you want to get more information. Craig, I know that we have another concert coming up after the April 20th one on May 11th, and you have a beautiful piece of music you'd like to play from that, so let's talk about that real quickly.
That's right. This is a violin-piano concert. It will be performed by Suleiman and Jamila Takali. Suleiman is a Yale University graduate and is currently freelancing in New York City. He's also in a program at Carnegie Hall for emerging artists. So he's very busy, and his sister lives in Washington. They're both going to come up to Rhode Island for this concert on May 11th.
Excellent.
And they'll be performing several works, including the work we're going to highlight today by Samuel Barber. It's his concerto for violin and orchestra, and with a piano reduction for the piano part.
Excellent. Craig, I want to thank you so much for coming in, bringing your core memory music to our audience. It's a lot of fun, and I hope to see you again soon.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been fun.
All right. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.